Welcome, everybody, to episode 11 of the Vegas Confessions podcast. Last week, we celebrated Jonathan Joss's birthday with him. Today, we're celebrating two more birthdays. It's the 50th birthday of Ellis Island and the 60th birthday of my brother from another mother.
You're a motherfucker.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. We've got a great episode today. We're going to discuss Las Vegas hotel room choices, as well as an interview with the man Richard Kerr from Award Travel 101. Hold on to your socks, folks. It's going to be a good one.
Justice.
Fucking guy. I heard you guys talking on the last episode something about being born in the 80s. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, no shit. Exactly. So anyway. You're not far from my age, actually, there, but I don't think
I'm 71.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like born fucking today.
I'm born in 71.
Oh, there you go. I thought you meant the age. I was going to agree with you completely with that because that's fucking how I've been feeling lately. My God. Get out of bed.
You're looking
fuck.
Good for 71, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Chris.
Oh, man. You're an asshole.
Peekaboo, you fuck you. I see you, you motherfucker.
You want to talk, or do you want to bet?
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen emu.
Having cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11, where everybody gets so sensitive. Thanks a lot, Vinmon.
So welcome back, guys, to another episode of Vegas Confessions. This is episode 11. I'm Julian.
I'm Shane.
I'm Eric.
And we're going to kick off the show with some shout-outs here. And for myself, I want to give some shout-outs to everybody who's been buying the Vegas Confessions t-shirts. I've been busy remaking shirts, getting special customized shirts done, but I'll tell you what, it's been well worth it. I want nothing more than these shirts to get out to everybody so everybody can wear them to their favorite casino. And when we meet up in Vegas and in AC, they have them looking fitted. They're going out to Gamblepalooza. I hope everybody has them. So again, if you guys want some shirts, reach out to us. We'll get you guys taken care of. Everybody, Christopher Hankins, Chris McGowan, Lawrence Janke, Melanie Bach, Jay Schwartz, thank you guys very much for supporting us.
No, that is so cool. And, you know, yeah, thank you from just Vegas Confessions in general. I mean, that's beyond cool. My shout outs basically are just, you know, I have a lot of sweet people reaching out for the birthday thing, the birthday wishes. So thank you. You know, Chris, you guys, Julie and Eric, you know, it's been a hell of a birthday, but it's been fun. So I appreciate that. And just the upcoming trip that's coming up here, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people excited, a lot of people going for, you know, what all the schedules and the events. And God, we can't wait to be part of it. Can't wait. So, you know, that's my shout. It's my side.
DJ Mo Cosaggio, you know, he's been a huge supporter of the show from the beginning. Couldn't ask for a more supportive friend within the community. And then he gives more. So DJ Mo Cosaggio reached out and said, hey, you know, for that Podcasters After Dark event, do you guys need an audio engineer?
Oh, wow.
And yeah. I said, wow. Well, I mean, T.I. has somebody, but certainly not your
Mo
caliber.
Mo Cosaggio, right.
Yeah. So DJ Mo Cosaggio is not only going to be our audio engineer, he's also going to be DJing a little bit before the event and a little bit after the event.
That
so
is
so the
cool.
Support from the family just keeps growing.
Wow. And,
Mo, I want to thank you, man. I'm looking forward to working with you. This is going to be a great time.
You know he's going to play that Vegas Brain song.
Yeah, I hope so.
Sure. For sure.
That's awesome.
So that's the first shout out. I also want to give a shout out to a guy by the name of we'll call him Jeremy K. Now, a nice kid, reached out to me on Facebook. He had some questions. He needed some help with comps and things of that nature. He was respectful. It was really, really cool. Nice guy. Jeremy, I'm going to get back to you tomorrow with what you asked. I got you covered. Don't worry about it. I want to go from there to the other side. All right. Now, I get, and it's mostly on Facebook. I don't get a whole lot on Twitter, but I do get, you know, maybe once a week, somebody will reach out and they're asking for tips, tricks, help in certain area. And I don't mind it. I welcome it. You know, Eric Rosenthal on Facebook, nothing different than my name. E. Rosenthal 1029 on Twitter. Feel free to reach out. If I can help you, I'll absolutely do it. There's one rule, though. Most of the stuff that I do or where I can help you, basically I'm showing you the weaknesses or the sweet spots of a program, and my advice is not designed to be given to the property that I'm helping you with. And I had a situation last week where somebody asked for help, I helped them, and as a point of clarification, and there was nothing malicious, but they took it to the property, and they spoke with the manager at the property, and then they emailed customer service with everything that I said.
Oh, and, God damn.
And that's how these deals close. That's how these things get killed.
Yep.
Okay? So I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, I wish to help you. But once you show me that you're going to take my stuff to the property, I can't help you anymore. All right? So just be
fair.
Cool.
Fair.
Right? That's that's all. Be like Fonzie, right? Be cool. That's it. So today we get to speak with Richard Kerr. He's a veteran naval officer and founder of the Award Travel 101 Facebook community, of which I'm a member. He's one of the foremost experts in points and miles strategy. He's been featured in Forbes, U.S. News, Money Magazine, Kiplinger Personal Finance, and he's even presented at South by Southwest 2017. He's a senior miles and points contributor for The Points Guy, a featured speaker at Zorkfest, and is running the Award Travel 101 Bootcamp. Welcome to Vegas Confessions, Mr. Richard Kerr.
It makes it sound like I almost have a real job. I appreciate that.
Welcome, sir.
Oh, thank you for coming on, Brady.
Definitely. I'm excited about this.
Well, we have some questions for you, Richard. So tell me a little bit about your gaming career, games of choice, where you play, any casino loyalty programs that appeal to you?
Yeah, definitely. I remember turning 18. I was on a baseball trip with my dad to Minnesota. We used to go around to all the baseball stadiums around the U.S. chasing the Atlanta Braves, who are having a tremendous start to the season here. And I turned 18, and you could go to the Indian casinos outside of Minneapolis. So I asked my dad, hey, can we go to the casino? And it's not something my dad did. My dad wasn't going to Vegas growing up or anything like that. But we did. I was such a big dork. We stopped at the Barnes & Noble outside of the Metrodome. I got a book on card counting for blackjack. And I read it on the way out to the Indian casino, and sitting at the table, had no idea what I was doing, was making everybody angry as I kept hitting on 18 and 19. But it got me hooked. And since then, I've been a blackjack guy. Haven't had the chance to get to Vegas only 3 times, but had a blast. I spent most of my gaming experience on cruises, being a traveler. My wife and I love going on cruises, been on over a dozen of them, and I spend a lot of time in the casino cruise casino on every trip. So have a blast. And then I always make sure my M Life and Total Reward status is matched either through Founders Card or through I'm a Hyatt Globalist. So big bummer when they devalue, no longer matching to the top tier M Life, or, you know, not the top tier, but the one below it. So I was bummed to only be down to M Life Gold now. But I keep an eye on Vegas. Got a lot of friends out there in the points and miles world. And then I'm always looking for opportunities to take advantage of, you know, my trips when I'm headed out there, including next month in May.
That's awesome. You know, we hear a lot about the Founders Card, you know, on our side. And yeah, I think everybody shares the same grief you do as far as, you know, it's sad with the tier match and, you know, what they're doing. You know, another thing that we talk, and we kind of have a hodgepodge of anything Vegas. And another thing that we talk about on the show is basically lodging options, you know, where you want to go. You being a Navy guy, as of me, you know, we've slept in pretty shitty areas for the most part, you know. But I say, you know, when you knock everything down and you talk about it specific to what Vegas offers, you know, we go back and forth and we talk to different people and we get in different forums as far as, you know, what are you paying for? Do you just want a room just to shower and shave, get out? Or do you want a room that you complement your trip? You know, some of it depends on how far you're in or how many days you're in Vegas, what you're doing. How's that topic stand with you? What do you prefer, you know, either or?
Yeah, so who am I going to Vegas with is the question for that.
Touche, sir.
Yeah. I've been with my wife twice, and it's been Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts for the Bellagio. And at the time, it was a great deal. It was something like $100 dining credit. Plus all the other upgrades and whatnot. And the room night was only like $150. So we were practically getting paid to stay there. You know, that's not the case anymore. This was probably 2012 or so. If this was my wife, then I'm going to be looking for something nice like that. She loves slot machines, but besides that, she's not into the table games. So we're going to be spending some time around the room, doing some shows, doing some nice things. And you just like to dress it up. And to me, I have to get the deal, right? So if I'm going with her, I've got to find the way to get that extra room upgrade that I have no business getting because I'm not comped anything in my life. How is this joker getting into this room at the Bellagio, or how is he parlaying his Hyatt status at the M Life properties to try and get something better? You know, I just have to do that. So if I'm going with the wife, then that's what we're going to be shooting for. If I'm going with the boys, I'm in Circus for $12 a night, getting angry when they try and charge me whatever they try and, you know, whatever the resort fee is now. But because that room exists purely to put a towel on top of the pillow so my head doesn't have to actually touch it and sleep and then get back out to the tables.
That's true. Oh, God. Sure, you read my mind. That's exactly, I think, what I would have said. So that's awesome.
That's funny. So we've covered FHR on this show before. There are still some pretty amazing deals to be had. Most recently, Delano was a fantastic deal that we took advantage of December and January. Before I get into my next question, I need to start with Let's Go Mets. Let's
Calm down. God.
So you found yourself a Thor to pitch for you. But once Thor's out of there, because he'll get hurt, right? That's what he does. Then the Braves will take the East.
It's what he does. We still have DeGrom, though. So, you know, it's not just a one-headed monster. But that's all right. You've had more than enough wins at my expense. So
hey, we play tomorrow night, I think. So I'll be paying extra attention so I can talk some junk to you.
I like this guy already.
Yeah. One of us. So any thoughts on sweet spot hotel redemptions in Las Vegas for low rollers, people who are going to use miles and points to, you know, kind of make the trip work?
Yeah, I was looking at this for our Memorial Day weekend out there in Vegas, which unbeknownst to me is apparently one of the bigger weekends for everybody to come out. So there's nothing in the realm of an affordable or typically cheap Vegas night. So what I found is the Hyatt Place, which is not on the strip, but it's just a block off, I think, or two blocks, 8,000 points, Hyatt points, or 8,000 ultimate rewards. And that room's going for like $300 right now. So Hyatt doesn't have peak, off peak, or standard prices. It's the same award night of 8,000 points, no matter what night you go to Vegas. So $300 room for 8,000 Hyatt points is tremendous. And I have that on hold right now. And so if I don't find anything else better, then that's where I'm at Memorial Day weekend.
Nice.
For that crazy good deal. Besides that, I'm sure you guys have talked about resort fees. That just really is something that irks me and it just frustrates me. So I have a hard time supporting properties that charge those and they try and make it as opaque as possible to the person that travels once a year. So I find myself not being able to support most of the strip properties right now because of what they're doing to take advantage of people. So when other points and miles options, you know, Hyatt's great. If you can get that free award night in the M Life properties, the resort fee is waived, which is another $30 or $50 value per night.
Wow.
Hyatt points is the go-to for Vegas, in my opinion, if you're looking to use points and miles.
Okay. No, that's good to know.
Right. And for our listeners, you know, they're taking that in real well right now.
I'm sure.
I'm really interested in learning more about Award Wallet. Can you tell us a little bit about it and how it may benefit our listeners?
Yes. If you are going to be doing anything loyalty, you need to have an Award Wallet account. So Award Wallet is a mobile application and desktop website, and it exists to keep all of your loyalty program information in one place. So whether it's Delta Sky Miles or your M Life or your Total Rewards or your Hyatt Points or Hilton or Safeway or Kroger or Staples Rewards, you log in to awardwallet.com and all that information is there in front of you in one place. It automatically logs in for you if you choose to store your password. It tells you when your points are going to expire. It keeps track of all your trips. It gives you check-in reminders. It gives you email reminders that, hey, you haven't used this certificate or this credit that's about to expire. It's literally my right-hand tool every single day. It's completely free to use the base version. If you upgrade for $30 a year, which is way too cheap, they really need to charge more. Then it gives you a lot of added features, but you can't function without it in this space. It's absolutely tremendous. So just like a mint.com keeps all of your expenses in one place, Award Wallet does it for loyalty programs. And it's really great. They took an interest in my Facebook community. We struck a wonderful deal. They have incredible technology capabilities. They are all genius computer minds. There's over 20 full-time staff running the technology behind this. Actually really popular now that they're licensing out their technology to some really big airlines and hotel programs to run their back end. And it just makes life really simple. Everybody's concern is security, which is mine. I can tell you they do everything that is humanly possible today, including going to these really cool competitions where modern day computer hackers are tested, and the trial is, can you break into my site? Can you find any vulnerabilities?
No kidding.
Oh, wow.
Award Wallet has done very well, and the holes that are found by these hackers are immediately plugged. And to my knowledge, there have been no security problems. The founder is still the president CEO. We're not a big venture capital firm or anything like that. Every dollar matters. And he is completely aware that one security breach means the end of his business, which has been here since 2004. So if you haven't downloaded Award Wallet and made an account, it just makes life. I can't remember 35 different airline programs and when the point balances expire and what they are, much less the passwords for those. So
Thank you. it's insane. Yeah, that's cool. And you know, for the listeners, I'm downloading that right now. I beat you to the punch, because this is not out yet, so tough on you. It is what it is. That actually is the coolest thing I've heard in a long time. I've heard other apps that do that, something similar, but for, you know, to have, and plus the flags to come up, hey, you're going to run out, you know, this is when you have to do this, this is when you have to do this. That's actually kind of amazing, man. Richard, that's awesome. You know, that's, I think, the best thing info I've had for a long time.
So I'm going to throw my favorite feature, which is probably going to sound really dumb, but it's extremely helpful to thousands of people. Say you haven't flown American Airlines in 2 years and your miles are about to expire. Award Wallet has a deal. If you leave a comment on their blog, the Award Wallet blog is up every day running multiple posts. You get 5 American miles in your account. Everybody says, big whoop, I don't care about 5 miles. But you forget that reinstates your ticker for another 2 years so that your miles don't expire. So you don't have to go buy American miles or mess with any of that. You leave a comment, 5 miles in the account, you get the ticker restarted again. So little nugget there.
Nice.
Wow. That's that's actually too cool, sir. I can't wait to shake your hand on Memorial weekend just for that little tidbit. That's awesome. So, you know, another thing that we want to kind of ask you about, and this is kind of a sneak peek, you know, at Zorkfest and what you're talking about too. It kind of give a little bit of what you're covering as far as Award Travel 101 Bootcamp. What we're mainly concerned with is beginners. You know, last year I went to Zorkfest in Atlantic City. It was phenomenal. Learned so much, and there's so much more to learn. I was on this one for the first time. How's it keeping up? How's what we hear, what we do? How's everything presented type thing?
Yeah. So the first 2 days was looks like it's going to be a great combination of Award Travel and guys like you and gals like you teaching us how to maximize our casino trips. I think a lot of those presentations are going to require some base knowledge. Some are not. What I'm really excited about on the Award Travel side of the first 2 days is, if you are a beginner, it's going to whet your appetite. You're going to listen to a few of these presenters. You're going to see a few of our pictures, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, there's no way that is still a thing in 2018. There's no way that you can travel like that and not be involved in some pyramid scheme. This isn't real. How do I make this happen for me? That's what I'm excited about the beginners hearing during the first 2 days. On Sunday, myself and my number one man, Mr. Howie Rappaport, who's been in the community forever, all over the space with Points and Miles, we're teaching a 3-hour intensive boot camp that's going to take you from having no idea what a Chase Ultimate Reward is to when you leave that room, you're going to be confident that you have the knowledge and a plan to go and attack your first award trip. You're going to know what cards to get. You're going to know how to protect your credit score. You're going to know what points to get that free flight or that flight that's only going to cost $5.60 in TSA fees and to get that free hotel room. So I want people to come and get excited about award travel, to hear these presenters say, look what you can really do if you buckle up, if you get some organization, if you get excited and enthused about this, you can absolutely travel for 99% off. And if that gets you excited, I want you to be there Sunday, where I'm going to take you from the ground up. 3 different modules, all of it based around your unique plan, protecting your credit score, because there is a right and a wrong way to do this. And I want to make sure people understand protecting your credit score, or else no points and miles. And then walk out of that room ready to roll. So, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. All the information for the boot camp is up on thetravelzork.com and the ZorkFest websites. Gives you a little bit more breakdown about those 3 modules, 1 module for every hour. You're going to need 2 pencils, 3 pencil sharpeners, no erasers, 7 notebooks. And we're going to get to hang out. And it's going to be a Sunday morning, so it's Vegas on the Strip. I better have a mimosa in my hand while I'm teaching this. That doesn't happen anywhere else. It's going to be a fantastic weekend, and I'm just as excited to come and hear you guys and you casino gals speak as I am to go and teach myself, because your world is something that has fascinated me, and every time I get off a cruise, I feel like I've left something on the table by not understanding how these systems work. So I'm excited to come and learn as I am to teach for this weekend in Vegas.
That is cool. Even though that looks like some kind of a school supply list, I'm totally on board. That's awesome.
So, Richard, I know that you're a bourbon guy like myself. What's your favorite or favorites?
Oh, man, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like asking me, what's your first class airline flight to take? All of them. I don't know. if it's going to be a good weekend, you cannot go wrong with a pour of Blanton's. You can't go wrong with a pour of 4 Roses single barrel. If it's a Wednesday night and I'm doing an interview with 3 gents about Vegas, it's probably going to be Angel's Envy, which is in my hand right now. Nice. Really unsung, Angel's Envy. It's like $30 here in Georgia, and it's wonderful sipping whiskey. 1 ice cube, 1 sphere of ice, and you are good to go. And here's the secret weapon you're only going to hear here on Vegas Confessions. Kirkland from Costco. Kirkland bourbon.
What?
This is, so there's some really nifty websites out there. You can go and look up all the Kirkland signature stuff that they private label for Costco.
Right.
This is Gentleman Jack. It is a leftover Gentleman Jack, and you're paying $25 instead of $45 for it at the right. Costco. So Kirkland Signature Bourbon, go and get it, and you're drinking Gentleman Jack for 50% off.
Wow. Outstanding. Yeah, outstanding. Cool. So I've got a little bit of a bourbon story, which has to do with miles and points.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
All right. So we had a whiskey tasting in Vegas about a year ago, and a bunch of us were all bringing a bottle, and I wanted to bring something special. So I had it in my head, I wanted to get a bottle of Old Van Winkle, or Pappy as it's known, in this group.
Sure.
So, you know, this is not something you can just find. And, you know, I went to a couple of different stores. We looked online. I couldn't find anything. And I've never really found tremendous value from American Express Concierge, but this time would be different. So I called the Platinum Concierge, and I told her what I was looking for. And she did a search for me within 100 miles of my home, brick and mortar, different liquor stores. And she got back to me one day later with a brick and mortar store that had it on the shelf. My assistant was able to just drive over, pick it up, no hassle, and get one of the white whale bourbons that, you know, you just can't find anywhere. And this was all because of the Platinum Concierge that I learned through people like you in different ways to make our lives a little bit more comfortable.
That is an exceptional use of the Amex Platinum Concierge. well done. And I hope it was priced right as well.
I mean,
I'm not sure there is a right price.
For yeah, that the markup on it. I mean, they bang you pretty good. You know, when you look on the Pappy website,
watch
and they
how
tell
you talk. This is
you know, it
show.
Was it was only a 10-year, but you know, they tell you the 10-year should sell for under 100. Let's just say there was a markup on it. I'll leave it at that.
Did you see the picture of the Pope last month where he called Pappy really good bourbon?
I did. I saw that personally. Yeah. I thought that was pretty amazing, actually.
So go ahead and double that markup there since the Catholics are after it now.
Yeah. Read my mind, sir.
That's awesome. That's so, cool. Richard, is there anything else you would like to plug?
You know, I would love for everybody listening, beginner, expert, to come be a member of the Award Travel 101 family. We're a Facebook community started almost 5 years ago. We talk points and miles 24/7. There's quite a bit of Vegas talk in there because people want to know the questions that you asked. What do I do if I'm going to Vegas and I don't want to pay $300? So if you just go to Facebook, Award Travel 101, our website, which is going to be standalone for Facebook, is launching really soon. I'm there hanging out, bumming around every single day. We try and do some cool stuff, so would love to have as many people come and join us as possible.
That's awesome. That is so cool. And, you know, we can't wait. I mean, it's literally, I think my suitcase is already halfway packed. It's a month
right
away.
Right around the corner,
it is absolutely insane. So a couple things. First of all, thank you, sir. You know, coming from a fellow squid in the Navy, you know, appreciate you having on. That was fantastic.
You owe me a drink. Thanks.
I do. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not a bourbon guy, but I would be more than happy. I'll see how we do.
One Kirkland coming up. No problem.
Exactly. The one question I have for you, and we ask people and kind of it's hit and miss, you know, 50-50 type thing, because some people are shy. Some people don't have one. Vegas Confessions, that's a name of our podcast. What do you have any little tidbit for the audience maybe? Yeah, it can be dirty, it can be clean, whatever. You know, you're a Navy guy, whatever you're good with.
Yeah, I can tell you about my first ugly prostitute. No, he was good looking.
Let's go with my first one instead.
Yeah, two legs. Yeah, it's my first Vegas trip. I just turned 21. Stayed at Circus. It was literally $25 a night. I hit a slot jackpot of $1,200, which at that point in my life as a broke college student was the most money I'd ever seen. And then I went to the airport, and right at the gate, I won another $150 literally as I was swiping my boarding machine on the dumb slot machines there at the gate. So Vegas has been a fan of me my whole life, and I'm a fan of it for the rest of my life. So.
Oh, God.
That's the only confession I have.
That whore has you. That's awful. It has all of us, you know, the same way. Yeah. So, sir, thank you very much. And, you know, I really appreciate you coming on and can't wait to shake your hand and see you. Thanks for taking the time. And all this information is just absolutely phenomenal. Eric, thank you for actually bringing him on board. This is Eric's little lineup. And yeah, can't say it went any better. I appreciate it.
Richard, pleasure was all mine. Look forward to hanging out with you in May, man. And we're going to have a lot of fun, man. We appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us. Been a good time.
No, I'm going to bring an extra bottle of ibuprofen just for you, gents. I appreciate it.
I'll bring Kirkland
Richard,
with
remember,
us.
Let's go, Mets. Let's go.
Again, calm down. Jesus.
Yeah, you had the all other that team. Thanks, gents. Thank appreciate you. It.
Cool. Take care, brother.
Your suite isn't ready yet.
You know, we'll try it for one night, and if we don't
live
like it, we'll, you know, go somewhere nicer tomorrow.
Too cheap to pay for a hotel room, huh?
All right, guys. So the next discussion we're going to talk about is, what do you prefer? A really nice room with a really nice view, or will any room do for you? So we kind of want to get on the subject, you know, what are you leaning towards? Whether you go by yourself or you're going with the wife and you want to impress, what do you look for? And we know everybody's a little different, especially a lot of the friends that we know. You know, a lot of them like to hop to different hotels and stay at different places a few nights here, a few nights there. So we wanted to know, what do you guys feel? Do you guys want to stay at one certain place? Are you all about the comp, or do you not care and just give me somewhere to sleep and put my head down?
No shit. Who wants to start this, by the way? Because this is a very interesting topic. I've heard this back and forth a bunch. So
I'm pretty easy. I guess I could start it out real quick. You guys know me. I'm more for, I just give me the room. My wife, we're not really big on, you know, the facade, what the casino has to offer. You know, we've been to a lot of places. When it comes to Vegas, I've heard a couple people say, you know, they like to go to the different hotels to get reviews of different places. But for me, I, you know, as long as it's something we like and we're comfortable in, we'll go back. And that's something to be said for majority of the properties that, you know, offer good customer service. If you make your people feel comfortable and welcome, we're more than likely going to go back. So for us, it's more about the comp, and I'm not ashamed to say it. It's more about the comp. I mean, that's kind of what, you know, we put the money in for and try to work for to get the comp part out of it. So that's what we're at.
Is that why you're always at the Flamingo? Because you don't stay anywhere else but the Flamingo.
I can always go stay at the casino hotel that shall not be named, but that's probably not going to happen.
Especially now, I'm sure. Yeah.
I like Flamingo. It's kind of in the middle. I mean, we've never really tried Harris. We haven't tried anything. We did try Bally's. Bally's was nice, but can hear freaking Cromwell right next door. Dre's pool party.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you can't sleep for shit.
Thump, thump, thump. Well, this is another thing, too, with that being said. You know, there's some people that don't mind walking. Okay, so take, for example, I know we kind of beat it to death, but Ellis Island literally is a block behind Bally's. It's right there. It's not that far off the strip. Everybody wants to have something that's kind of local. You know, they want to do the strip type thing or downtown. You know, we kind of judge everything. And again, it depends on the wife. You know, I took a solo trip out there where I met you, man. And I've always wanted to stay at Mirage. Stayed at Mirage. I stayed at Flamingo actually with you on the first 2 days before that. But I'm a casino hopper. Like, that's what I like doing. If you give me 6 days, I guarantee you in 6 days I'll be in at least 3 casinos, if not, because I want to hit everything. I'm at the point where, you know, whether it's downtown, whether it's on the strip, whatever have you. I know a lot of guys that we talk to, friends that we kind of run with, that stay at South Point, and they're way up on the other side, and they love the property. And some people even like Red Rock and some of the other places are kind of out on the adjacency. But, you know, personally, it's just, you know, it's the bang for the buck. And every time, what I like especially is when we meet people and they're saying, oh, I'm staying at the Grand. Or I'm, you know, Mitchell loves Main Street. I love Main Street. When you walk down from the California and you're coming into that casino floor for Main Street Station, it's just nothing but old school phenomenal. So I love grabbing that stuff and seeing it. I haven't stayed there yet, you know, but to me it's experience, and I'm willing to pay a little bit more for experience. Now, I'm not saying if I'm there for 6 days, maybe two of those nights or one of those nights, I'm somewhere that's kind of a shithole. You know, nice. Golden Gate, they have great suites there that they redid. But last time we went to Vegas, we stayed at Golden Gate for two nights, and it was literally like 1930s Golden Gate. I mean, it was god awful. I had a view, I think, of some AC unit of some sort with a roof, and there was some kind of a dog on the roof. I wasn't sure about that. Anyway, you know, it was weird. So, you know, it is what it is. But I don't know, man. Eric, what do you think on your side?
I think there's three different things that I'm looking for. The first thing is location. So most of these trips, you know, they're designed around meeting other people. So location really matters. So I will take location above all else first and foremost. After that, I am bougie as fuck. I don't know how else to say this. I mean, I'm a strip snob for a reason. You know, I used to stay in other places and, you know, I didn't care. But you get a little bit older, and then, you know, with the travel that I do now, and I get to stay in really nice places, you get used to that. And then a subpar accommodation is a subpar accommodation. Like, there's
I see that.
So it's tough to go back. The view, while I really appreciate a good view and I'd pay extra for a good view, that isn't as important. Like, I'm not the guy who would say, why do I need a good room? I'm just going to sleep there and take a shower. No, I want a nice room. I want there to be nice amenities at the place that I'm staying. But if I had to give up one of the three, the one I'd give up first is the view. I'd rather have a nice room and a nice property and a good location.
So let's talk about that real quick. So I'm curious on that. As Vegas builds, you know, obviously all those hotels, casinos, they come kind of on one another, especially the Strip, not really downtown. Downtown's kind of changed itself a little bit. When you talk about the view, don't you think that that's kind of going away a little bit as things are kind of building on top of one another type thing? Or
no.
I like that because in the sense that, you know, I like staying on the Strip. We stay at the Flamingo. You get to see the fountains and it's nice and, you know, people walking by and that's all good and stuff. But, you know, as been mentioned lately, downtown, we haven't stood downtown very much. And me and my wife, we started getting offers lately of the gate, the Golden Gate, the D, the Grand. We've been getting offers. So that might be here in the near future. And I mean, maybe just to try something a little different. So, you know, when it comes to the view, I don't really need to stare at the fountains. You know what I mean? Every time I'm looking out, I can try something different. So, I mean, I think that might be more of the selling point for the rooms is, you know, the views you get when you're staring at the Strip and stuff. But for me, like, I got to go up to Saul's room and just check out one of the rooms at the downtown Grand. And I didn't think it was too bad. It was pretty nice. I mean, not a bad view. You get to see the major highway. You get just a different scenery. And I think that's kind of what I liked and what, you know, awed me a little bit. Like, hey, this is just different. It's not the Strip. It's totally different. I could do that.
Right.
So downtown Grand is a great example of my point, at least for my preference.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, location first, right? So if we're meeting people downtown, if I could be downtown, then that's fine. Within the scope of downtown, downtown Grand is perfectly acceptable. I've stayed there. I had a good stay. Was it the win? No, it wasn't. But it was a nice room. I think they do a good job there. So I don't feel that I need to be at the best property in the overall area.
Right.
But I want to be in the nicest property in the general location that I'm trying to be at. Okay. And not all of the Golden Nugget Bushway rooms. Well, I mean, you know, I think Golden Nugget is probably known for having better accommodations, but I can tell you that's not always the case.
No,
so a good room at Downtown Grand would make me very happy. And the fact that it's off Fremont and you don't have to deal with the bands at 2 a.m, 3 a.m, that's actually a plus to me. So
that's
the
thing.
I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfectly acceptable answer for me based on what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. And that's, and again, you know, like Julian was saying, with downtown's kind of a new beast. And it's kind of funny how it's been picked up a little bit. You know, I really enjoy staying downtown. The downsides of that whole thing is, yeah, the fucking noise. Because it does. You know, even when you're drunk as shit at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, those bands, if it's like on a Friday, Saturday, you're fucked. You're absolutely, there's no, you know, because I can't sleep through that stuff. You know, that's, again, that's why you look at like Main Street and some things are a little bit out, you know, past that. But I have not stayed at Downtown Grand yet. I'd like to, you know, just haven't had that opportunity. But, you know, Plaza, too. Again, Jonathan Jossel, awesome interview. Love the property. Have not stayed there yet, and I can't wait to with what they're doing, especially if you look at the history of where it's at, and, you know, just blows my mind. It really blows my mind. I mean, you know, it's kind of a – I don't think you hear when you talk about the noise and everything else is going on. It's right there at the front of everything, you know. And you don't have the noise of Golden Gate, Golden Nugget, you know, things that's going on. You don't have that. You don't have the same thing. So
yeah, I think Eric hit it on the point with location, because you do. You have the plaza at the end, and I'm curious to find out if you hear any of that noise from, you know, Fremont. But, you know, Eric had a good point with Downtown Grand. You can't forget it's right next to Pizza Rock.
No. Jesus, Pizza Rock. Calm down, guy.
I guess depending on who you ask, that's either a very big plus or meh, you know, whatever. Yeah.
But yeah. Well, don't ask Scott because, you know, he'll say his office is in the back of that place. I swear to God. So
he spends a lot of time there. And you know what? It makes him happy. So good for him. That's all
yeah.
that matters.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, but that's cool. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, and what's funny is when you're looking. So you're talking about this strip. I talked to a guy the other day who has been going to Vegas for, God, I think he told me 30, 34 years. You know, he's seen the Stardust. He's seen some of these other things that kind of came and went. He recently went to Vegas and he actually stayed at the Travelodge. That is,
oh, wow.
It's on the strip, but it's just tucked back. You really can't see it. And you have to walk kind of out of everything to kind of get to it. And he loved it. He says it's not that far out. You know, I can come out here. I'm right on the sidewalk. It's no big deal. And he found some special deal, you know, where he stayed there. So, you know, there are little nooks in the cranny, you know, that you can stay for. So, you know, it just amazes me. Absolutely.
You want to talk about bougie? That place is bougie. I saw some pictures on the internet.
Jesus Christ almighty, dude.
The pool to the side, a little driveway, and you walk out and you're on the strip. Yeah,
when you say pool, do you mean like an above ground blow up pool, or is that
no, an actual pool?
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't too sure. You know,
that's one of the amenities Vegas has to offer, plus Wi-Fi. Let's not get it wrong.
Right.
That's actually, you know, it rained last week. They don't actually have a pool. It was just a hole in the ground.
It just filled up. It
filled in, and they haven't been able to bail out the water yet.
Send me through a rubber ducky in there. Call it fucking good. Done deal. Here we go. So, and amazing.
Hilarious. We know if we get a bad review this week, it's from Travelodge.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, and I've been trying to get them on, too. God damn it. So anyway, that's kind of the room talk, you know, and again, it goes back and forth what people like, you know, a lot of people love that view and they love that experience. It's what they go there for. Some people go there for, they don't care. They just want to experience everything out of the room, but the room's part of that. You know, it's a never ending debate, I feel, you know, I think, you know, so back and forth, but, I don't know. You know, that's a talk. We had a great interview. We have some other things going on, and we are going to roll into some bumpers. Stand by.
Is it recording? It is? Well, just tell me when you hit the button so we don't have... Now I've wasted 10 seconds of a 30-second... Hello, VC listeners. This is Adam from the Travel Fanboy Podcast. Just wanted to introduce my show to those of you who may not have heard about it yet. If you're looking to travel for less and hear about some fun things to do in your favorite cities, perhaps some, gasp, outside of Vegas, then you may enjoy it. I discuss how to maximize value with travel loyalty programs, showing you how to travel better on a modest budget, and I explore great places to eat, drink, and play at popular tourist spots around the country. I hope you'll check it out, and thanks to the VC Threesome for giving me the opportunity to promote it. I really like two of the three of you guys. I really do. So, cheers, fellas. Can't wait to see you in Vegas soon. Well, two of you at least.
Hey, this is Mark and Dr. Mike from the You Can Bet on That podcast. Mike, what's your biggest Vegas confession?
Biggest Vegas confession?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I should confess I've used the ATMs in every casino in Las Vegas.
Wow, every single one.
Every single casino in Las Vegas.
That's a pretty good confession.
Yeah, in the city of Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. Well, now, you know, the Strip is not technically in the city of Las Vegas.
I know where the Strip is. Okay.
All right. Well, looking forward to seeing everybody at Zorkfest and 360 Vegas Vacation 6.
Yeah, that should be good.
So for this episode, we're actually recording on Wednesday evening, April 18th. And I appreciate Shane and Julian changing the time of our normal recording. We needed to record earlier because I am on my way to Gamblepalooza. And really excited. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. I assume this is going to drop on Friday like it normally does, which if you're hearing it now and you're not on your way to Gamblepalooza, get in your car, jump on a plane, come on over. We're going to be at Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, and it is going to be awesome. if you have a way to make it out, come on over. We're going to have a great time, and I look forward to seeing you out there.
Too cool. Yeah, that's another little meetup, and I wish I could go, wish we could go. It is what it is. But we are actually pumped up to do the whole Memorial Weekend. So for those of you who have been listening to us, that is going to be phenomenal. We have numerous things going on. Zorkfest, rolling into a little bit 360. Good friends coming. Can't wait to be part of it. I hope to see you guys out there.
I do want to say, all you guys going out to Gamblepalooza this week, have a blast. Do not be afraid to interact with people. If you think you see Eric, go make sure and say hi to Eric.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys introduce yourself to everybody you get the opportunity to meet, chat, and get to know, because I guarantee you, you're going to go home with a lot more friends than you ended up with just going there. Man, the people are great. This community is great. Get to know Tim from The Better Life, Vito and Cousin Mikey. Everybody's going to be out there. Say hi for us, and I hope you guys have a blast. Be safe, and good luck to you guys.
Oh, two more things real quick. I'll make it quick, I promise. So anybody who is not a Patreon supporter of Cousin Vito's Casino Podcast, he put out an episode yesterday only for his Patreon members, which is a whole other Vito and Cousin Mikey than you ever hear. So it's $1 for his Patreon. I'm not shilling his Patreon. I'm telling you, the episode is worth $1. So it was really, really, really funny. And you get to know the real people. And I hang out with them. I'm telling you, this is them. It is worth the $1 tip to get this episode. Only other thing I wanted to mention, Hard Rock Atlantic City. They have opened up, they've declared that they are opening June 28th. The interesting thing is, for anybody with a higher tier players card, they are offering comp rooms to come check out the property. Now, I'll tell you that a Saturday in the summer on the boardwalk, that's like a $500 comp. It is a big deal. So just using the Caesars, if you're diamond, you get one night. If you're seven stars, you get two nights. Basically, if you have a player's card from M-Life, Total Rewards, any of the Atlantic City or Pennsylvania properties, they are taking reservations and they are booking it comp. And I'm really excited to be out there. So check that out. You don't want to miss that opportunity.
Again, I wish we could get out there, because that is phenomenal. That's really cool. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Richard Kerr. It was fantastic. Can't wait to see him Memorial Day weekend. And cheers.
Cheers.
Kirkland, cheers.
So you can find us at VegasConfessionsPod@gmail.com. Call us at our hotline and leave a message at 559-461-7488. Keep in mind that's 3 minutes, but that should give you plenty of time to leave a story. If you want to call back, we can add on to that. Remember, folks, we are listener interactive. The more you interact like something as simple as a song request, the less we have to yell at you guys to send us all your shit.
Also, want to get a hold of us through social media? Don't be a stranger. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can find my brother and second wife at Shane Mields on Twitter. You can find me at Julian Romero 559 on both Twitter and Facebook. Get to know our newest brother from another mother on Twitter at E Rosenthal 1029. Also, you can see videos of all of our group trips and meetups from Las Vegas to Atlantic City on YouTube/JRomero559. Do me a huge favor by subscribing to there too. Thank you all, and we love y'all.
That being said, we thank you folks so much for listening. We hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. Do us a huge favor by 1, subscribing to the podcast, and 2, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. It always helps spread the word about us, and little by little helps people find us. Cheers.
Cheers.
Peace.
Yeah.
We can affect the prettiest. Oh, this is the story of a one-eyed wolf called the Honey Super Doom. She rode her five like a beast. I was on the mission, who was almost 10 feet tall. He spray painted two elbows all real in the rubble of the Berlin Wall. So finally on that fateful day, they went looking for Superman. I'm singing, I'm gonna get my 20 bucks and vacation in Japan. Look out!
My entire body.